This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We, that is, most of humanity, have been doing our darndest to get rid of bacteria for a very long time now. Commercially, at least for decades, with antibacterial soaps and sprays and whatnot. But science has gotten itself back in the game with a boost from companies like Clorox and SC Johnson, which are putting their money behind startups bringing us bacteria that could actually be good for human health. The origin story, as it were, is told by Carolina Winter in Bloomberg Business Week. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me, would you, first of all, about this guy, David Whitlock, and the company he started, AOBiome.
That's right. It was started by a really fascinating guy. He's an MIT-trained inventor who became obsessed with a specific type of bacteria and spent all his money, nearly $500,000, wow, and moved into his car for 4.5 years before finding investors. Now he's raised $100 million and is doing lots of clinical trials to see if his bacteria actually affects health the way he thinks it does.
Yeah, I guess we kind of buried the lead that this guy has raised $100 million. Let's back up, though, and talk about what has happened to the marketing of bacteria in this economy. We have all been taught, as I said in the introduction, that you got to wash your hands and you got to clean up because bacteria are bad for you. And now not only science, but also corporate America is discovering maybe that's not the case.
Yeah, it's a really interesting change of events. You should probably keep washing your hands.
Well,
the
studies
show that that is pretty important for health. But the human microbiome is incredibly important for our health. And we've really decimated the diversity and the populations of microbes that live in and on us. And it's partly because we have such, you know, poor diets, it's antibiotics, yeah, more C-section births, and importantly, also less contact with nature, dirt, and animals.
So AOBiome and Mr. Whitlock and now other companies, just to sort of get to the productization of this thing, just for one example, there's like a spray that he has invented that you that he sprays on himself that fosters good bacteria, I guess?
Yeah, so he's obsessed with this one specific type of ammonia oxidizing bacteria that takes the ammonia in your sweat and it turns it into molecules that are very good for the human health. But that's the idea. That's the spray. And then they also have a number of other products that are microbiome neutral, meaning that they won't kill the microbiome,
right,
the good microbes.
Right. So look, how long before this becomes a curiosity and, frankly, a little bit of an ew factor thing to mainstream that we go to, you know, the local Piggly Wiggly and buy?
You know, I think it's already happening. The number of studies coming out linking microbiomes that are off balance to everything from depression to cancer are really surprising. And people have considered the microbiome to be almost like another organ that people have to start considering for health.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that, you know, if you're looking at supplements, there's no regulation for
those.
Same thing with cosmetics. And so it's hard to know if something is good or not. So it's really good that companies like AOBiome are actually doing clinical trials.
Yeah. Well, let's get anecdotal here. You yourself have used some, or at least one of these kinds of products, right?
I have, yeah. No, I have been fascinated with this company, AOBiome, for a while, and I've used their product, and I do like it. I never stopped showering. I never went to the extremes, but it works differently for everyone, and that actually will be
it's part of it, yeah.
And actually, talking to some of the scientists, it's really interesting. They think what's going to happen is that tools where people can test their own microbiome will become more available, and they'll actually be able to see for themselves how various products affect them, and maybe they'll kind of be able to customize based on that, which will be interesting.
Yeah, totally interesting. Carolina Winter, she's a staff writer at Bloomberg Business Week, writing most recently about bacteria on our bodies. Carolina, thanks a lot. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.